amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you send the scenarios in, like this guy. Hello there, Invasion. I'm a bigger guy, and lately when traveling, I noticed some yahoo in the back 10 rows of the plane get up to rush to the front of the plane. I always get up right as he's approaching and pretend to look for my bags to block him off. In my head, I feel like a hero, but is this a jerk move, and should I mind my own business?
How is that a jerk move? I don't understand.
You're being a jerk to a jerk, so I feel like there's some cancellation out here. I think he's right. He's a hero.
I agree. I think if you're just standing up, like, and you don't move and you're right by your seat, how is that a jerk?
This is like the guy that is, everybody's stuck in traffic and there's a bunch of people that keep going on the shoulder to go around to maybe turn right or just get around the traffic. This is the hero that
goes in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I'm never bold enough to do that.
I've done it a few times. It makes you feel good.
Have you?
I have. Yeah, I mean, good.
Yeah. All right. I just like to complain and bitch about the people that's going over on the shoulder.
I did it more when I drove a truck, when I was taking up a huge amount of space. I felt more emboldened by that, but a Jeep Grand Cherokee doesn't have the same intimidation factor.
Yeah, what about a Honda Accord?
No.
You think that'll
a car
do the
that
trick?
Does it, they're just going to go around you, dude.
Of course.
You talk about just like the most epic immediate retribution. One time on some interstate, we were stuck in traffic. There's obviously a wreck or something because nobody's moving. And this car comes down the shoulder, and probably about four cars in front of us was a highway patrol officer. Man, as soon as that car went by him, that dude lit up his lights. It was awesome.
There's nothing better than seeing those lights come on. You know it's not for you, and you have somebody picked out that you were hoping. Because there's times you'll be going in traffic, you're like, man, I hope there's a cop over
this
hill.
Yeah, it happens in school zones a lot. And where I live off of Beltline, there's always a motorcycle cop. And unless you know that he's going to be there, you cannot see him because he's hidden by these bushes. And man, every morning I'll see somebody pulled over. And there's sometimes where a car will come flying by me. I go, please let that dude be there. And every once in a while you see him light it up. I'm like, yeah!
Unfortunately, I had the same reaction.
I'm like,
and that
on,
might
man.
Be jerk behavior, but they need to chill out. They need to be cool.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. If you're in a school zone and you're going above 20, then yeah, I don't think there's.
But I think
you're the jerkiness that you're feeling or thinking goes out the window in a school zone.
Throw I the agree. Book at them in the
and
school
and that's why
zone,
like that's you're not doing anything about it. You're just hey, let's have somebody be like, no, man. And guess what? I'm the one that can do something about it because I'm a cop.
I think there may have been one time where I was probably annoyed at someone just trying to make their way, and it wasn't just because you're missing a connection or anything like that. You're just trying to bull rush up to the front. So I'll just stand up because I will sit there.
I usually sit.
I can't move. I'm not going to be one of the guys that's going to stand up. So I'm just chilling until it's my turn.
Right.
That makes the most sense.
That's my policy is I'm sitting until the row in front of me is moving so that I'm not blocking up space.
But I do appreciate the bigger guy that will
I have no problem
that
with
will
that.
Play right. Zach Martin for me.
Do a little O-line.
And just block right until the time to go. It's always appreciative. And I always look back and give the little head nod because I thank you for your service.
I just think there's a better way to handle it.
Military members and large fellas in small
that block
spaces.
People from the back trying to get to the front. Hey, they should have a holiday. We should celebrate them.
They should.
Sir. Big man holiday.
No, you're not a jerk. You're celebrated here on this radio program.
Because it's really easy for the guy that's running up through the front. If you actually need to get off the plane for a connection, I think it's really easy to go, hey, excuse me, I have a connection. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make sure I don't miss it.
If I'm in line at TSA and someone says, I am about to miss my flight, can I please get in front of you? You absolutely
enjoy
can go.
It.
It's
knock
one person.
Please.
Not a big deal.
And I will try to maybe encourage other people that, you know, about to miss his flight because I would pray that someone would do that for me.
You would hope.
If I'm really late for a flight. So let's just all... There's some jerk moves mixed in there, but if we're all just a little nicer about it,
yeah,
we can go about our merry way.
Just be kind.
All right. Am I the jerk? My friend, who is probably one rung up the financial ladder from me, wanted to pay me back for dog sitting while he and his wife took a short trip. We have been friends for 40 years and would do anything for each other. For dinner, he took me to a fine steak restaurant, and everything was great. However, I'm not much of a foodie and would have been just as happy to go to a local Tex-Mex place. To me, hanging out was more important than the food. My issue is that now, if I need to ask him for a favor, I don't want to be on the hook for $100 plus dinner, as I can't be throwing that kind of money around. And B, as mentioned, food is not that important to me. Am I the jerk for not wanting to be taken out for a nice dinner and appreciating the nice gesture?
No, I don't think so. But if you've been friends for that long, I feel like that's a pretty easy conversation to have.
40 years is definitely
your brother's
easy
at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you just tell him, like, hey.
Like, dude, you know I'm not.
Yeah, I don't play
the next
like
time
that.
You do something for me, you know I'm not taking you out.
Yeah, and usually
while I'm just tearing into the tomahawk that I ordered.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're not a foodie. Now, he's being a little picky on, like, you know, I like this repayment plan that we're on here, but I really love the gift you gave me here. Being a little picky on that. If you're not a foodie and somebody gives you, invites you out to a nice dinner as repayment, whether you're a foodie or not, you're just awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And if you've been friends for that long, I think you're totally in the clear.
40 years makes the difference.
Hey,
easily.
I can't exactly do that, but next time that it's my turn to repay you back from something, we're going to go out. It's not going to be here, but we're going to go out.
And I think it's really easy. Like, I don't know what the hesitation would be, because if it was me in that situation, you know, hey, man, I can't really afford it. I got you, man. Don't even worry about it. Well, I don't want to have to pay it. No, like, I got you. Like, I'm not expecting payment back. I want to hang out with you. I want to do this, and I have no problem.
So the next time you do a favor for me, let me buy you something. And then you guys stay in the car and roll down the window. Tell her what you want. Speak it to the clown's mouth and tell them what you want.
We're about to pull up to the gas station. I'll get you a roller dog.
Right. It's like, say, man, I took you to the steakhouse.
It's an all-beef hot dog. Premium toppings.
I like steak. Where are we going?
No, let's go. And then you'll take me to a brewery.
No way.
Which would be great.
I love how you guys just assume that's where I would take somebody. I wouldn't even know which one to go to.
Because there's so many to choose from.
I try not to laugh. All right, good morning. I believe I know the answer to this. However, I have season tickets to the Rangers in section 133.
Ooh, fancy.
Because that is the rowdy section. I'm a loud fan. I cheer for every pitch and every at bat. I've had fans in that section get mad at me for yelling, cheering, and standing a lot. I usually respond with something like, if you didn't come here to cheer, then stay home. I don't understand why you would go to a game and not cheer. Am I the jerk for not respecting their wishes to watch the game in silence? Thanks, fellas.
I don't think he's a jerk, even though that would drive me insane to be around somebody like that at the game, but I don't think he's a jerk because that's how he bought a ticket and that's how he enjoys watching the game.
Yeah, you're allowed to express your fandom in any way that you want within the, you know, within reason.
Yeah, as long as you're not profane
right,
or whatever.
At a ball game, because you paid for your seat just like I did. I'm allowed to sit here and be quiet and do my little scorecard. You're allowed to scream your head off no matter how annoying that is.
But what if I pelvic thrust on every pitch?
Then I guess that's your thing,
well,
man.
Well, as long as you don't do three in a row, we're good. If it's two.
That's right. That's what Key and Peele taught
us.
I may
say, if the dude is standing up constantly and everybody around him sitting down and I have to, I mean, hey man, do you like cheer? Great, but
you
all
can
of us
ask, but I don't think he has to sit
like
down
in
no
front.
He doesn't have to.
No.
And I think people who will go maybe to an usher or something and saying, hey, you know, that dude is standing up in front of me, could he sit down? You're going to be annoyed, but I don't think it's like the law that you need to.
No.
You would just hope and
like
pray
if you're standing
that
up,
they were
like, yeah, strike. And then you sit back down. Fine, whatever.
Like, I mean, if they're not being.
That sucks. I'd get up and see if I could sit somewhere else. But
if they're not being completely belligerent and they're just cheering, standing up, they're not like profane. They're not saying anything offensive. They're just saying, go Rangers.
Okay.
And you're annoyed and you go ask the usher, and the ushers up there close can see the whole thing. Do they even walk over to the guy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I said,
either.
There's nothing I can do. He's
They're just
cheering.
A fan. Like,
but he does say, and he acknowledges, he cheers for every pitch, every at bat.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
I mean, I would move. I would see if there's somewhere.
Sold out. You can't go anywhere else.
I may
out.
Go and take my tickets up to the upper deck and be like, hey, you guys want to sit down low? I've done that before at a college football game. I had really good seats, and the people next to me were driving me insane. So I got on social media and just put out a tweet. Does anybody want to come sit low? I'll trade seats with you. And somebody up top did, and I went and sat up there and loved it. No, it's great. Swear.
It's the most McLaren thing I've ever heard.
No, because I was like, this is going, I cannot sit here for 3 hours next to these people. I will be miserable, and you can see the game just fine.
That's the crapshoot of going to the live sporting event. You just don't know who you're going to be around. And no disrespect to him, because, hey, I would have no problem with the dude cheering every pitch, every bat, whatever. I don't care.
Okay, let's try it. We'll try it every segment. I got you. Let's go, Donnie. You got it, Donnie. Let's get that tee.
Okay, yeah, I'm already tired of it. I'm moving. Travis?
No, I don't want to switch.
I'm sitting in your seat.
No, come on, Donnie. You got it, Donnie.
I can hear this really loud guy down there. He's annoying me from up here.
Donnie,
there's a whole 200 section between us.
You can do it.
That's so obnoxious.
Donnie Duke. We're not even through.
Okay, I changed my mind. He's a jerk. He is a jerk.
That guy sucks.
That's Am I the Jerk for this week? Am I the Jerk? Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. Okay, you know what?
Okay.
You got it, Johnny.
Send in those scenarios, and we will do this again next Thursday at the same time. Same bat time, same bat channel.